Good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Kaiser. I'm calling from Sonia Choquette's office. This evening, we are going to partake in the fourth conference call. This will be the fall series for your Psychic Sit-Ups program that you purchased over the past year. We have people from all over the world this evening. It's very exciting. Sonia will try to get to some questions after she talks about the sit-up program, giving some pointers, giving some tips. If you are selected, you will hear in your earpiece that you have been unmuted. I will also mention your last name. When you are asked or when you are chosen, please tell Sonia your name and your date of birth, and then you will be able to ask Sonia one question. I would also like to let everyone know that this call will be recorded and will be on your account section of your sit-up program starting about a week from now. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Sonia Choquette.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan. Hi, everyone. I am really excited about the timing of this call because as you're working with the sit-ups and developing your internal sort of psychic six-pack, these are exactly the times, these are the changes, these are the shifts that your attraction to this work has been preparing you for. Right now, working our intuitive muscles really is sort of the rudder in choppy waters and helps us navigate these transitional times without getting tossed about with all the emotional up and downs that are traveling around the world with markets and with change of leadership and with news broadcasts. And so I really want you all to appreciate that the intuition in you, that inner channel, was the frequency or the insight or the consciousness or awareness that attracted you to even begin this program was well in advance and well in preparation for any difficulties in the outer world or your personal world. So your intuition is working. And that's something that I really want to begin with this evening, that we are learning through the psychic sit-ups to build muscles, to build a certain strength and a certain confidence in intuitive knowing. And I just finished a workshop this weekend, my certification training. It was just a fantastic four-day experience. And there was a student, Farhan, who was present in the class, who was a body builder and had been working as a personal trainer around the world for years. And needless to say, he was a physical specimen of really strength and clarity and beauty and confidence. And I encourage the people in the class to see this as a visual for what your internal self is developing. A real confident, grounded, beautiful, strong soul, spirit, body that can really be relied upon and really be embraced and enjoyed no matter what's going on around you. So I just want to encourage the vision of working together. Another thing that I want to do before I actually think I will enjoy and will entertain some questions from the conference call, that the best way to develop the psychic muscles is to work regularly, just like it is, you know, the parallel on the intuitive plane parallels the physical plane. You have to show up, you have to be regular, you have to be consistent. And you have to enjoy it, take it upon yourselves to visit the sit-ups like we're having coffee once a week, that this is about empowering you. This is you time, you at your best time, you at your most creative, encouraging the you that is most genius, most creative, most inspired, most capable, most confident. And that is the consciousness that you are taking from the background of your awareness and pulling forward so that it really begins to lead your life. Now, whenever a conference call or a classroom of any sort, whether it's a virtual classroom or a virtual gathering like we're doing on the internet, or a literal gathering like we do when I travel around at different places and teach, there is a common consciousness. There is a common denominator that we can, that everyone who comes, every single thing that comes up speaks to every single one. So when I speak, when I address the various questions, even if it's not your question, whoever is expressing a question is expressing, is absolutely expressing the collective question. So the point is that each question speaks to all of us, including me, including Ryan. So we're all in this incubator together. Now, one of the ways in which I want you to begin to recognize your progress is that vibration and intuition doesn't speak your native tongue. It speaks in a language that's nonverbal. It's an energetic communication. And intuition tugs and pulls on you gently. It doesn't push. It doesn't shove. It sort of nudges. It sort of whispers, encourages, invites. So look for those thoughts, those inspirations, those subtle ideas that encourage, that nudge, that whisper, that invite, that entertain your possibility, and really use that online journal to begin to capture these. Because what I've noticed, and I'm not sure you've noticed yet, but I'm hoping that you will notice, is that intuition in all of us is really starting to accelerate. And as we work in these groups, we create kind of like a huge generator for one another. And we can really use that collective energy to fuel our personal progress. So feel, so I'm going to invite everybody who's listening right now to take with me a deep and relaxed cleansing breath. So let's all breathe in through the nose. And then hold it. And then breathe out, pushing the air from the belly out. And let's just all feel that together for a minute and kind of settle into the call. And just let's just recognize that there's so much support with the call, with one another, with the chat room that I'll talk about in a little bit. But with the universe, we're supported. And we are being supported, and we're thinning the veils between conscious awareness and higher awareness. So the feeling of support is coming in deeper and stronger and faster for all of us. And it's not familiar. It's not necessarily something that we've ever been encouraged to listen to or been validated about when we have listened. So I'm going to really recommend there is a chat room that is available for psychic setup participants. And I'd really like for you to visit the chat room, maybe put a note there that post sit up that maybe you can sort of talk with one another and maybe say anybody who's on, you know, week 15 or anybody's on week 2, you want to, you know, we can sort of email after we watch it and kind of have our own dialogue about that particular sit up. I think that you're going to find that that is sort of like putting a superpower pack on your progress, and it's really fun, and it's building bridges of wonderful relationships. So that is a suggestion that I would like to really emphasize. So it's Trust Your Vibes, my website, and then you go chat room, and there's one chat room in particular that's Psychic Sit-Ups chat room, and that is your place where you can connect and find kindred spirits who share and are at the same place in the same step of the learning curve. And it's really a fantastic way to further embody and affirm and acknowledge your efforts and your progress and your competence intuitively, the competence you are developing with your psychic setups. So I think that sometimes the best classroom is a classroom that is, this is a classroom that we entertain questions. This is why we put the chat room and the conference calls in place. So with Ryan moderating, we're going to now start taking questions. And so when you ask your question, just give your name, and then for me to tune in to where you personally are energetically, also give me your birth date.
Great. And just to remind a couple of people that have gotten on here a little late, if you are chosen to ask a question, you will hear in your earpiece that you have been unmuted. That means you are live with Sonia. So without further ado, we'll go with the first caller this evening. And Teresa, you are up.
Teresa Surak?
Correct.
Oh, wow. I feel so lucky. Thank you, and blessings to all. Teresa Surak, 1967.
What specific birthday?
September 21.
Okay. Now I'm tuning in. So what would you like to focus on, Teresa?
I would like to learn what is going on with me and relationships. There's something like all relationships are just
extremely painful and kind of a bust and very draining.
Yes, with family, work, and even...
Well, I will tell you what's going on with relationship, and I want everybody to listen because what's going on for you, Teresa, may be resonating very strongly with other people. We are moving away from a paradigm of relationship where you look to another person to complete you, okay? And we're starting to turn that energy back to source energy. But you personally come from a soul history where you have been very invested in being valued. And being the whole idea and the whole model of relationship for you is that you need me, and that it validates me, that makes me worthwhile, that takes care of me, and my role in your life is to give you the beloved or the love interest all my energy, where it is absolutely drained and depleted and prevented you from developing your own core identity, your own gifts, your own beauty, your own power, and your own personal connection to divine source energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you notice every person that you've been attracted to has been in one shape or another unavailable through drama, through addiction, through emotional distraction, through other commitments. So this sense of all that I give you, you feel is invalidated and not really appreciated. What you need to do is turn that attention that you're so willing to give others and really put it back on yourself. And a clear indication that you are already going in this direction is that you've subscribed to the sit-ups.
Yes.
And really begin to love and appreciate and develop and enjoy who you are. Not what you're worth to other people, but just who you are in your own being. And do not let any of your energy be tied into what do I have to do for others to validate my purpose. Just, I'm going to just enjoy and I am just going to be who I am and love myself and really focus on knowing myself, loving myself, discovering parts of who I am that have not been expressed yet. And partnerships with every single relationship dynamics in every single part of your life will improve. But watch yourself by not being drawn to the trap of what do I have to do for another? The answer for you, Teresa, is surprisingly nothing. Doesn't mean you don't love them, don't care, but you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to practice that, say, from now until our next conference call. And watch how all of your relationships evolve. Now, the doing nothing has sort of a metaphysical term. And I really hope a lot of people on this call are listening because this is something that we must learn to do as empaths, as intuitives. We feel people's energy. We want to get in there. We love them. We help them. They drain us, and we feel taken advantage of. But what I want you to learn to do in its place is something called holding space. So you love them, you enjoy them, You nurture, you enjoy their spirit, but you don't feel like you have to rush in and change their experience in any way. You don't have to help, fix, save, attend. Just observe and say, I see ya, and I hope it works out for you. Okay. And really respect that energetic boundary and watch. I'm telling you, you will have a love partner and good relationships within 3 months. Now, I want you, is this recorded, Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Listen to this like about 50 times. Because this is so radically different than what you're accustomed to doing, which is giving your energy away.
You're very right.
Okay, so all my love to you, Teresa.
Thank you, Sonia.
Okay.
Thank you. And on to our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's
David?
This?
This is David from Vancouver, Canada.
Hi, David. What is your birthday?
August 8th, 1950.
And David, what would you like to focus on in our question tonight?
Career, probably. There's a lot of things I'd like to talk to you about, but probably career is the big thing.
Well, I do think, David, that you have historically had an energetic, and again, I want everybody to listen because this speaks to more than David. So see if this also resonates with you as you're listening. But one of the abilities that you have had, not really terribly unsimilar to Teresa, is that you have really been very frequently a more behind-the-scenes person, throwing your energies into helping others, often on an energetic agreement where you've been sort of the unappreciated or invisible helper. And so this time you've pulled it out that you're not doing that, but you are seeking at a core level, who am I, what do I want, what do I love? What do I enjoy that's not being sucked up by other people? So you are and have been a very experimental person. Mm-hmm. And I want you to look at your life path as one that has been very successful, because it doesn't maybe necessarily align with world goals, but your soul goals were to have variety, to experiment, to try a lot of different things. Okay? So you're right on in terms of having to have a lot of different experiences. But now it is time to begin to look at your resources. And I'm talking about your personal gifts. Those are your resources. You have the resource of communication. You have the resource of creative writing. You have the resource of communication. You have the resource of teaching. You have the resource of inspiration. You have the resource of psychic ability. And so all of these combined could make you a very valuable educator and teacher of higher consciousness. Mm-hmm. But this is not necessarily the kind of job you're going to find in the world at 9 to 5.
No.
And so that may scare you. It may tell you, well, that's not necessarily going to pay my bills. But what you could do is begin to build this up and begin to do this until it begins to hold its own. In the meantime, I think any kind of work that allows you to move around, travel, communicate, you know, be the FedEx driver, be the UPS guy, be the mailman, be the messenger, be the person in the bookstore, be anywhere where you are able to convey and connect and communicate with people and have a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.
While you're starting your own private practice as a psychic healer, teacher, and guide,
yeah,
should make you very, very content.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I just started doing a part-time job, which entails just that.
Excellent. Now, see, that's what I'm saying and how I started this class or this conference out with. Your intuition is working.
Mm-hmm.
It took you to that experience. That's perfect. And instead of being frustrated, the mind says, no, we got to have this career. You need to say, no, we're breaking that paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
and I am creating and inventing my own identity that gives me the variety and opportunity to connect with as many souls as possible. So absolutely, good job, David.
Okay, well,
okay.
Thank you very much for that. I'm overwhelmed that I'm talking to you. Thank you again.
Well, it is so much my pleasure, and you are such a beautiful soul, and so you just carry on with peace of mind.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay, all my love.
Thank you, David. On to our next caller. Richardson.
Yes, Coralie Richardson.
Hi, Coralie. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, now share with me your birthday.
6/9/1934.
And what would you like to focus on for our course tonight?
My guide, I would like to know the name of, please.
Okay, now there's a couple things I want to talk to because this is such a rich question in terms of guidance. I don't want to just start by giving you just the basic answer. We'll get to that. But I want you to know, Coralie, that you have many sources of guidance coming in. And one source of guidance is earth guidance, nature spirits. And they are really inviting you to enjoy nature, be outdoors more, be with nature. And they've been just really trying to get your attention on that. So I would like to ask you, have you felt that? Have you responded?
Yes, I felt it today. I felt like I needed to get out, and I had been on the computer, and I just felt the fresh air was great.
And this is how guidance comes in, okay? You also have guidance that comes from the family lineage. And so you have a helper guide. Do you have a sister who's crossed over?
No.
Or a sister-in-law?
No.
Because was anybody in the family born and didn't live?
Not to my knowledge.
Because the energy coming across on this plane is sister. Now, it's interesting because often we have family and soul members who are on a different vibrational plane than we are, that are running in current time. But her name for you is sister.
Huh.
So here, one of the guides wants you to connect with her by calling her sister. And the real connection here is she says that you may not necessarily have felt you connected with family or have had a soul family or have had any sense of connection on a deep soul level and that kind of, you know, this is part of my deep soul family. And that's why she's coming across saying, call me sister.
Beautiful. Thank you.
So that is really an important connection for you. You have this beautiful, divine, energetic sister with you. Now, you are a writer, and the guide is coming through from a higher frequency. And do you write on the Internet at all?
No.
Have you thought about putting up a blog?
No, I have been trying to do some automatic writing.
Okay, well, maybe that's what I'm getting, because she says, this guide is saying, you are a writer. So I think sister will come to you through writing.
Okay.
So just greet her. Beloved sister, I am so open to your guidance. And you're being asked to write specific questions and then call upon this sister vibration.
Beautiful.
And feel the kinship and connection to you. And it'll really start flying through you. So the nature spirits have been getting your attention. They will give you more ability to connect to your psychic awareness. You need nature to help you open those psychic channels. You can't do it without nature. So you're getting the guidance. In order to activate my psychic abilities, I need to get up and get some fresh air. That's guidance. The more you spend time in nature, the clearer your guidance will be. So, from your beloved sister on a soul level.
Thank you.
Okay, Coralie, all my love to you.
All my love to you, too.
Thank you.
Before we take another call, I do want everyone to know that a huge component, and why in the book Ask Your Guides, I put the nature spirits first, is because we need to connect to the frequency of nature in order to help feed the frequency and open up the higher channels. So if you're not enjoying nature, you're not getting out enough, you're not in the frequency enough, I really, 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 really encourage you to do that right now. And you'll see a lot of like the Christmas tree lighting up for you, the lights going on for you intuitively if you do so. Okie doke. Ready, Ryan, for another.
Okay, our next caller, you are up.
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
My birthday is November 13th, 1964.
Okay, and what would you like to share or ask?
I would love to hear about my guides also, but interestingly enough, I was going to ask you about my career also.
Well, see, this is how, so I'm sure some of what has already come up has been very relevant. And also, you personally have a wonderful opportunity to merge both your very organic, kind of grounded personal healing self, and you have this very sharp teacher aspect as well. Like, you have been a spiritual teacher, but you have also can be a very grounding personal healer. So these two things can combine in a number of ways. You can help people build their goals. You can help people formulate their plans and follow through. You can actually do hands-on healing if you would like to. You could do both, which would even be better. And you can begin to work with the energies of art. You have a beautiful artist in you, but the guides are really assuring me that variety is the answer for you. That if you try to over-identify with any one thing, that you will reject it because you've been way too forced in your past to do only one thing, very mundane.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in you. So I'd like to get the idea of career out of your mind.
Okay.
And get the idea of multiple soul expression. That I have a variety of expressions versus the big career. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
And so you can have, like, some kind of work where maybe you – have you ever thought about being in work that would be, like, put together events or corporate events or personal events or parties or where you bring together an occasion?
I haven't thought about that.
I think you would enjoy it immensely.
Okay.
It could be spiritual events, workshops, or you can put on your own events where you're the teacher.
Okay.
You also could do work where you work with people, anything that's associated with the arts is really valuable work for you. And yet you have really good communication skills. So you want to tap into the artistic, inventive, creative side. And, you know, I see your issue, and I'd like to have everybody examine this. You may be overthinking, overreading, have all the books, all the bells, all the whistles, but take no action.
Yeah, I'm very educated on everything.
Right, but only there's two types of education, which is why I'm so glad you're drawn to the intuitive psychic sit-ups, because there's tuition, where you learn from others, and then intuition, where you follow your inner vibration and you learn and do and learn from the experience of following that inner vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you find yourself today. You're kind of information overloaded, but you're experimentally a beginner. So you know what I recommend for you? Teach one of my books.
Teach one of your books?
Yeah. You've got 14 of them, so you have a plenty to choose from.
Okay.
Teach one of my books. I think you will have an ecstatic experience, as will your students. Follow the curriculum. Teach the answer is simple. Teach the psychic pathway. Teach true balance. It's your choice. Set up and advertise and invite people to come for, if it's a 12-chapter book like psychic or psychic pathway, you teach every week 2 hours, one chapter. And you invite, you know, four or five gathering up to, and believe me, you put a fee on your time and you follow the curriculum of the book and you will drop into that next step in your evolution that you can actually begin to channel what you know and see it come to life for you.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the book I would recommend you teach, because I think you would do a fantastic and joyful job, is The Answer is Simple.
Okay.
And I think the curriculum will appeal to people. It's 9 weeks, 2 hours, and each week it's a simple chapter that you engage those activities, and you will have a breakthrough.
Awesome.
So I want you to move that learning curve is student, apprentice, journeyman, master. And again, I am speaking to all of you. Student is what you've been. Apprentice is what you're doing with me. But journeyman is where your soul wants to go next, which is learn by doing. Get in the pool and start swimming. So teach one of the books, whichever one speaks to you. You will ask your higher self and guides to support you. And you have a guide named Alexander, who's been one of your soul teachers. You have been a student for lifetimes. And Alexander will oversee the process and help formulate and bring people to you in form of a classroom. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
All my love. And this speaks to many, 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 many of you. So with that said, let's go on to our next caller.
Next caller, you're up. Reeves, you are on with...
Hello, hello.
Hi, and your name is?
Hi, Laura Reeves.
Hi, Laura, and what is your birthday?
My birthday is March 16, 1968.
Very good, and what would you like to ask?
I have a question about sort of my soul journey that I feel like I'm on. I've been driven to write children's novels.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. Triple home run, out of the ballpark.
I'm so happy.
Yes.
I've been getting such wonderful, wonderful responses from children.
Yes, and yes, yes. But here's what you have to do. You remind me of a balloon.
Okay.
That needs to you have to be anchoring this inspiration.
Okay.
Through daily work. And I would really encourage you, I want to encourage you to use a book.
Mm-hmm.
That a beloved and dear friend of mine, Julia Cameron, wrote called The Artist's Way. And you use that as your practice to channel your books, and they will fly through in, because you want to get this great inspiration from the energetic field into the physical form.
Yes.
And so Heart's Desire,
mm-hmm.
my book, Your Heart's Desire,
okay.
and Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. Are your training wheels.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
I have a quick segue, though, in that I feel like things keep flying in my life that are derailing me, and I
That's
don't know.
Because you don't have, you're like a body of water with no edges.
Okay.
You put your boundaries up rather than hoping life will form some natural boundaries so you can go in and work.
Okay.
You need to say, well, you know what? I don't care what's flying at me between 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. and midnight or 3 to 5 or 4 to 7.
Okay.
I am not available.
Okay.
I'm working on my creation.
Okay. Because that's exactly, I'm like a body of water.
Yes. You are a body of water with no boundaries.
Okay.
And that is not something life will do for you. That is your job.
Okay.
Okay. So, all my love to you.
Okay. All my love, Sonia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And our next caller, you are now up with Sonia.
Oh, hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Paula Ann Soulfest.
Hi, Paula and Sylvis, and what is your birthday?
My birthday is 10/24/1967.
Perfect. And what would you like to focus on?
Well, everything's just flowing right along here in this call. I'll tell
Isn't
you
it
that.
Wonderful?
It's so, it blows me away every time. This is my fourth one.
And, you know, I want to say this before we take your question.
Sure.
First, I want to honor that you're bringing this in because this is a piece that I want all of you working the sit-ups to acknowledge and recognize for yourselves, is that information will start flowing, but it is your job, invitation, to see how it's flowing towards you and embrace it.
Mm.
So good job on that. And now let's go to your question.
All right. Well, I think we've kind of narrowed it down, actually. I'm at the part where I'm teaching the class.
Hooray!
I am doing the readings and people are coming.
Yay!
I know, it's... and I am just... The question when I first started intuitively was, what's next? What's next for me?
Well, I think what's next is that you actually grow the classes, grow the business, and even aspire to be an even more public presence.
I wanted to get clear because somebody asked this earlier, and I want to see if we can get even clearer, is build it up till it holds its own, is what you said.
That's right. It's like a garden, and you want to start a perennial garden.
I'm looking at the how. Like, I'm there.
You know, I'll tell you, Michelangelo went every day for years, whack, 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 before he got Michelangelo, before David popped out. So it's just whack, 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 and be consistent. I want people to remember, I have been doing this work for 37 years, daily.
Oh, you're killing me.
37 years of daily, patient, devotional practice.
Yeah, patient.
So that's what's next.
And devotion, yeah.
Choose that this work is going to be a devotion of service.
Yes, I've done that. I feel that way. I
and don't get
my whole heart.
Yeah, just be in the present and just cultivate the garden.
Okay.
With love.
Yes. I know there's no other way.
So rather than what's Linux, love what's here and watch it grow.
Yeah. Okay.
You won't miss a thing.
Yeah, I just feel like I just do. I'm plodding along and I pray and I ask for guidance and I listen and then I have to respond. All these things that we've just kind of been building on.
It's a juggle, isn't it? And you know what? We're learning to work on more than on a broader dimension than the linear intellectual world.
Yes.
We're learning to hold a bigger energy. We're learning to hold our psychic intuitive energy field and still be in the world and do it in a very grounded, comfortable, relaxed, natural, but aware way.
Yeah.
So that's what's next.
Is that all?
Are you kidding? That is like everybody.
I'm kidding.
You know what that's like? Trying to walk on a tight wire, twirling two twirlers on your each hand and a jack-in-the-box off your head and enjoying it.
I know. That's the part, the enjoyment part.
Yes. Please, everybody listening, don't make this the same frequency as a traditional school and go back to third grade. We're like, dang, I can't get this, or, oh, I need to be the best in the class. Look at psychic sit-ups as an incubator or a hot house to grow the most beautiful you. Okay?
Oh, what a blessing. Well, I'm so delighted to have been able to talk with you.
It is my pleasure, and your questions really serve everybody's progress, so thank you.
Blessed be.
Thank you, Paula. Mm-hmm. On to our next caller.
Anita. It's Anita.
Hi, Anita. What is your birthday?
February 13th, 57.
Okay, Anita, this is exciting. And what would you like for me to focus on?
Oh, I got scared when the mute came off, so now I'm like, okay.
And you know what? Before we go on, I really want you to go back and revisit that frequency. And everybody, just take a moment. Feel the frequency of fear. Recognize fear, and then just say, you know what? I'm not going to be run by that. That's interesting fear. And I'm not gonna be run by that. That's just there it was, and now that I know it, and good. It's there, but it doesn't have any power.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
You know how to get rid of that power? You breathe.
Okay.
So take a good deep breath. Everybody on the call, and you take a good deep breath, and then ask me your question.
Okay. All right. So my question is, with the psychic sit-ups, I go along fine, but when I get one of them, there have been about three or four of them, where it's like having the courage to be psychic, or the last one that we did was fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost does more damage to me. I get, I think, okay, I'm psychic and, oh.
But your truth is, you know what? You are. We all are. We all have a pituitary gland that activates the heart chakra and energetically informs us. This is not, we are not fantasizing some disingenuous false self. We are beginning to activate and utilize like a light that's been shut off. We're learning to turn it on. And it does not necessarily feel familiar, but it doesn't mean it's not genuine. So when I say fake it till you make it, I'm saying pretend you know how to use this natural ability, because if you pretend you can, you can. Far more easily than if you try.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm sensing with you?
What?
Is this fear of this unbelievable responsibility for others. That if I do something and I could hurt somebody or myself and have catastrophic consequences, when what your approach needs to be is far more playful. Little kids, if you took a group of four-year-olds and said, okay, we're going to play an I'm psychic game, I'm telling you, once they understand what that involves, they would be rolling on the floor, laughing and playing full out in about 5 seconds.
Okay.
So does that sort of hit the fear factor for you?
Yeah, it does. Another thing that I'm kind of dealing with that's kind of in the same thing is I come from a strong religious background.
Right, there you go.
And
so you're feeling like you're breaking the rules.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
You are. That's the very first thing you said is everything. Now, I am afraid that what I'm doing is diving into, you know, the devil darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you what you're doing really, and it will help you. You know how you're walking if just imagine and follow this with me, people. Say you're walking through the jungle at night, but there is a trail, and you have been warned by your religious elders, you know, who, whatever you do, don't leave the trail. If you do get off this trail, you will be in grave danger. Okay, now that's smart if you have no light, right?
Mm-hmm.
But using the sit-ups, you're activating, it's like putting a headlamp on. So all of a sudden, you can look around and see what is actually there. So you could have a broader adventure, and you're not in danger because you have a light on. That your teachers, who were these religious teachers of the past, didn't possess the light. So the rules of don't go there were with good intention to protect you were really fear-based. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I really discuss this in my book, The Psychic Pathway. So your fear is, I am breaking the rules that my spirit, my religious teachers gave me. But what you're really doing is growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving into a spiritual adulthood where you carry your own light. And that was the whole point of what Christ and Christianity in particular was about. Mm-hmm. And the first commandment is not to have false gods, including religious teachings that threaten and admonish us to keep our own light off and stay in fear. So I want you to re-listen to this, and I want everybody to listen to this. All we are doing in the psychic sit-ups is turning the light in our hearts on, and it shines a bright light on the road. So we're not fumbling in the dark in fear. We are informed and can see and feel and better understand what's going on around us.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, it does.
I'm just going to rudely interrupt one more time, but this is where you want to invoke and utilize the rational mind as a partner to your intuition. And you bring in your rational mind, your educated mind, not your 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old, vulnerable, want to be a good girl so I don't get in trouble mind, but your adult, educated consciousness. And say, this is just developing an aspect of myself that we all possess that will better inform us so as a collective group of people, we don't make such heinous mistakes that hurt ourselves and others. So you're not hurting yourself or anybody by turning the headlamp on, the heart lamp on.
Okay.
And I want you to actually verify that by your experience. Who am I hurting? Or am I actually having fun and connecting with people more intimately and feeling less fear and relaxing and starting to enjoy life and enjoying and helping those who are in my life enjoy life as well?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
So can I ask you about my guides?
Yes. Your guides are our child guides. And they come in as really nature spirits again. And they want you to call them for now Jack and Jill. Because you're way too serious and frightened. So your child guides walk with you on either side, Jack and Jill. And they are holding you and playing with you and telling you that you're perfectly safe. And that part of you that's overly frightened and overly scared is your inner child. So just ask Jack and Jill to bring you presents for a couple of days to gain your confidence, and then you'll start opening up more easily. Just say, bring me presents. I don't care what they are.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Sounds like a lot of fun.
There you go.
We'll go for it.
And
you
come to the chat room and you tell your peeps what presents Jack and Jill brought you.
Okay.
All my love.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. On to our next caller. You are now up.
Oh, hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Sonia, this is Lou Pollock.
Hi, Lou, and what is your birthday?
July 20th, 1956.
Perfect. And what would you like to focus on?
Oh, gosh. There's so much going on in my life. I've been feeling like I start moving on things, and I have a bunch of projects.
Oh, you are. You remind me of the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, good heavens.
You are, and it's excitement.
Yeah.
It's enthusiasm. It's excitement. It's inspiration. You're channeling tremendous ideas. You're very much being an intuitive receptor, but you have a slight problem. You are not grounded, so you are like sparklers on the 4th of July.
Mm.
But they burn out
great
quickly.
Mm-hmm.
This idea, this idea, this idea.
Yeah.
So you want to start making a few basic commitments. Have you worked with my book, Your Heart's Desire?
I started, of course, working with it.
Okay.
And
well, what the word is required here for you is discipline.
Mm.
You're like a kid. You're like the kid in Hogwarts store, and you're running for this magic and this potion and that potion. But they require attention to develop into realities.
Mm-hmm.
Every idea is like a seed that requires attention and loving nurturing to develop into realities. So you must begin to think about, well, do I want to just stay in this space for a while? Or which of these things do I want to start developing into realities?
Can
first,
you give me a clue as to which?
Well, I'd say perhaps it could be really, really exciting for you to follow the same suggestion that I gave one of our earlier students and teach a class.
Mm-hmm.
You're just massively being downloaded, so you can teach in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can use one of my books as a grid and maybe, you know, talk for 30 minutes. Don't talk more than 30 minutes without a break because people can't absorb more than that.
Okay, that sounds like a lot.
You talk for 30 minutes and then you give them assignments and play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, you know what my teachers always said, and this is something that was written in Richard Bach's book, the Jonathan Livingston Seagull from the 80s, we teach best what we're here to learn. So teach Heart's Desire.
Okay.
And you work alongside your own students.
Okay, I have taught creativity classes.
Nah, you teach Heart's Desire where you're working on your own manifestation of some sort.
Okay.
Because you light the fire for others, but I want you to contain a fire for yourself. So what would you like to create? I think maybe there's a speaker in you, there's a performer in you, there's a teacher in you. So maybe you can create like a lecture series that is your own ideas. Maybe start with three.
Okay. I've been working on classes like this intermittently throughout my career.
I think you make them these massive curriculums that are way too oppressive to finish. Be a beginner and just do three. Write them, record them down, but just do, and you write your own book by teaching it first, then go back and record it.
Record it, actually record it?
Record it, then transcribe it.
Okay.
And there you
and
go.
And then create a book from that.
Right.
Okay.
But you channel with speaking before you'll channel with writing.
Mm-hmm.
At least in terms of finishing. Okay?
Okay. Can you give me a clue as to when I'm going to sell this house and move on?
You can't move on from this place until you have an anchored commitment, because you've been moving on and 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 traveling the astrals and the earth planes and the forward and the backward, and your guides are putting the rope around your foot to learn something called commitment.
Hmm.
So when you commit to your creativity, then the house will release. It no longer needs to contain you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, all my love.
Okay, my love to you.
I think we have time for one more, Ryan.
Okay, great. We're going to move on to the next caller. You are up.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sonia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sylvia, and my birthday is November 5th, 1968.
Great. What would you like to ask me?
I'd like to ask about... I guess my house, there's some repairs that need to be done, and I'm just a little worried about it. So,
rather than being worried about it, this is a time, and these repairs and all this is here for you to really step into your power and practice being decisive.
Okay.
This is a time for you to really look at that this house is my container,
mm-hmm.
and that I need to create a safe container.
Okay.
A grounded container, a place where I feel safe. This is the word that I really
put the vibration, and yeah, it's a drag and a bit of a hassle, but it is far more of a drag and far more of a hassle to avoid these repairs or postpone them.
All right.
Or be sort of, well, I'll get to it. Be almost military in terms of I'm moving in.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, you're going to find that the repairs, a good portion of them you can do yourself.
Okay.
And the ones that frighten you most are not that big.
All right.
Okay. All right. But the real lesson here is the opportunity to be decisive. And listen, everybody working with the sit-ups, that's one of our goals, is you get the insight, you get the intuition, but it doesn't serve you unless you decide to act on it. When I was building my house with Patrick, we bought a house and we had to completely renovate it. We had absolutely no skills. But I decided, okay, well, how hard is it? And I ended up learning how and installing a whole beautiful series of stained glass windows because I just broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what psychic sit-ups are teaching you to do. Break things down. Get the essence. Follow the energy.
Okay.
So this is another thing that I want everybody to generally listen to. I really encourage you, these questions really apply to all. What in your life are you aware of that needs attention that you're avoiding? Look at the cost to you energetically in terms of distraction to your intuitive awareness to avoid it. Dive in and remove it through following your intuition and saying, okay, I'm going to address it, and I need help and be present, and let's go for it.
Okay.
And this is something that will really empower you across the board.
I do these repairs. Okay.
Yeah. It's fun.
Okay. All right.
It's fun. I've put in furnaces. I've put in plumbing. I've put in tile. It teaches you to be grounded and organized with your awareness.
Okay. I think I'm afraid that I don't know how to do it, so it'd be better to call somebody else, but then it would be
I'd say before you decide, really take a look at, is that true? Is that true? Is it something beyond me?
I guess it's something I could learn.
Well, I'd say even before you get someone in there to redo the work,
mm-hmm.
and this is what it's ever going on in your life, study it. Don't be threatened by it.
Okay.
At least so when you're calling someone, you are educated.
All right.
And then when you call saying, you know what, this is not my skill, but I am clear about what this involves.
Okay.
And
okay.
There's your power.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And I tell everybody, this is why you're developing intuition, so that you can make these kinds of decisions with confidence.
Okay.
Instead of saying, oh, God, my house is falling apart, my car is falling apart, my job is falling apart, I need help, how can I trust the help? By learning about the nature of your challenge personally first.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, everybody, I just want to send you all my love.
Great. Thanks, everyone, for the call this evening. Once again, this has been recorded and will be available within about 7 days. It will be in your account section where you access your sit-ups. Also, there is where we will list the upcoming conference call for the winter time.
And, Brian, tell them about Thursday's call.
Correct. There is a call Thursday. Sonia is doing a 90-minute conference call for the first time ever, focusing on her 9 principles that she lays out in her book, Your Heart's Desire. So if you're looking for 9 ways to start moving forward, getting out of the muck and into some fresh air.
And how to manifest, how to actually learn the step-by-step process of manifestation, so when your intuition inspires you, this is how to harness it and begin to channel it to serve you. So this can be very supportive to you.
And that call is 8 p.m. once again this Thursday. And if there is any questions, you can email me, ryan@soniachoquette.com. And as always, I remain at your disposal to help in any way possible. Thanks again to Sonia. You have a beautiful evening, everyone. And I look forward to hearing from you or seeing you soon.
Okay, all my love.
Good night.
Bye.